Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalir Mishnah Bet. So after talking about tefillah, prayer, in the last Mishnah, we know that it's the right thing to do after a person leaves the synagogue. He should go to the study hall, he should go to the Beit Midrash and learn Torah. And Rabbi Nehunya ben Hakana talks about two different prayers, one would say involving the Beit Midrash, one when he walks in, and one when he would leave the Beit Midrash. The Mishnah says, Rabbi Nehunya ben Hakana haya mitpalel b'chnisato lebet ha-midrash u'b'yitziyato tefillah ketzara. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Nehunya ben Hakana, when he entered the Beit Midrash, when he entered the study hall to study Torah, he would say a prayer, and he would also say a short prayer when he would leave the Beit Midrash. The Mishnah continues by saying, Amru lo, ma makom tefillah zo? They asked him, well, what is this prayer? What's the substance of this tefillah? What are you actually saying? What's the point of it? Amar lahem, he said to them, "Bechnisati ani mitpalel shelo te'ira takala al yadi." When I enter the Beit Midrash, I pray that no harm comes about because of my Torah learning, that no destruction is caused by my Torah learning. There's a few different answers to what that means. The Rambam says that he's praying for divine assistance in terms of his psak halakha, that he doesn't want to be wrong in halakha. He wants to make sure that he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu with him, and he'll be able to give the proper rulings so that nobody makes any mistakes in halakha. The Bar Tanura goes a different way. He says, no, if a person makes a halakhic mistake, it's not really in his hands anyway, because the Bet Din that's with him will vote against him. So there's no reason to be super nervous about giving the wrong psak halakha, because again, he has other colleagues with him that'll take care of that. The Bar Tanura says, though, that the prayer over here, shelo te'era takala al yadi, that I don't have any destruction come out from my learning, is a prayer that this rabbi is hoping that he doesn't say anything wrong, which would cause others to mock him, and as a result get punished by it. So he's trying to pray that he stays right, he stays l'shem shamayim, him and his study partners, and that nobody causes the back and forth, the debate within the Beit Midrash, to get personal and for somebody to make fun of another individual. The Mishnah continues, "Ubitziati ani noten hodaya al helki." And when I leave the Beit Midrash, I thank God for my lot in life, for everything that I have right now. I want to thank Hashem for placing me as somebody who's a regular in the Beit Midrash, and not somebody who's miyoshve keranot, and not somebody who sits out on a street corner and hangs out and really has no purpose and no reason to their existence. So the thanks over here is that I am a studier, I'm somebody who learns, I'm somebody who's kovea itim, la Torah, I have a set time for my Torah learning. In terms of halacha, Maran HaShulchan Aruch brings down that you should be saying these prayers. You should be saying the prayer when you enter, and you should be saying the tefillah when you exit. And the tefillah is much longer than it appears over here. It's in the Gemara, they really talk about the full prayer. And the Rambam brings down, he uses the word in the Pirush HaMishnayot, that it's a chovah, it's an obligation to say these different prayers when one enters and one leaves the Beit Midrash. But in the Mishneh Torah, he doesn't really mention it in that fashion, he doesn't use the word chovah. The Aruch HaShulchan asks the question that really, if you look around at any Beit Midrash, this isn't really being done. And he wants to know, why is this not the practice? Why don't people actually do it? And he's Milamed Zechut. He tries to, give an answer that would support the people who don't do it. He doesn't want to say something against them. So he says, possibly, that since nowadays the study hall, the Beit Midrash, is not a place where people are morei halacha, where people are teaching the bottom line, psak halacha, of what should be done. It's more of a give and take of halacha or in Gemara, but it's not rulings to the masses. Maybe there's no reason to say it. So that's some limud zechut on people who don't say it, but it's definitely a positive, good practice for somebody to institute saying these tefillot every day when he enters and when he leaves the Beit Midrash. Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalir, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to talk about an abridged version of the Amidah. So we know the general Amidah has 19 Berachot, 18 Berachot that were original, and then Laminim was added by the rabbis to oppose the heretical ideas that people were espousing. Here we're talking about this abridged Amidah, which consists of the first three berachot of Amidah, which is about Shevach, which is about praise. The last three berachot of the Amidah, which is about Hodayah, which is about thanking God. And then one beracha that replaces all of the middle berachot, which are all bakasha, which are all asking God for something. And that beracha is called Havinenu, which is saying, Havinenu Hashem Eluhenu la'adat derachecha. Give us understanding, Hashem, our God, to know your ways. Then it ends, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. Hashem, who hears our tefillot. So the question of the rabbis is going to be, when is one allowed to say Havinenu? Is it allowed at all times, no times, or is there some sort of compromise we could come up with? Back to the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Rabban Gamliel says, Bechol yom itpalel adam shemone esed. Rabban Gamliel says, every single day a person has to say the regular Amidah, the regular 18 blessings of the Amidah. There is no time ever to say Havinenu. You're never allowed to say it. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Rabbi Yehoshua says, second opinion in the Mishnah, Me'ayin Shemone Esrei. No, you are allowed to say it. There are situations that you can say Havinenu, and that situation would be if it's very hard for a person to concentrate. You can't have a lot going on. You're preoccupied. There's something going on. So Rabbi Yehoshua would say that you're allowed to say Havinenu in that situation. Third opinion of the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Im Shigura Tefilato Befiv, Yitpalel Shemone Esre, Ve'im Lav, Me'en Shemone Esre. Rabbi Akiva says that if a person knows the text of the Amidah is fluent in his mouth, which means it's familiar to him, he has to say the full 18 berachot of the Amidah, and there's no room for that person to say Havinenu. But the imlav me'ain shemone esre. But if not, if he's not somebody familiar with the text of the Amidah, of the 18 blessings, and he can't focus because of that, because everything's new to him, he doesn't really know it well, in that situation, he's allowed to say the Havinenu beracha. Over here, though, also, the commentaries say that, of course, Rabbi Akiva would agree that in a situation where a guy fully can't focus, he's so distracted and he can't focus whatsoever, that Rabbi Akiva would agree that you could say Havinenu. So he sort of has a middle approach. You shouldn't say it, especially somebody who knows the Amidah. But even somebody who knows the Amidah, if it's impossible for him to say the Amidah with concentration, as opposed to Rabbi Yehoshua, who says, you're preoccupied. Here, Rabbi Akiva is saying, impossible. You cannot say Amidah with concentration. In that situation, you're allowed to say Havinenu. Halakha is like Rabbi Akiva. It's like this third opinion, but bottom line halakha, psak, the bi'ur halakha and the kaf ha'im all bring down that nowadays we don't say Havinenu whatsoever under any circumstances, because if we're so distracted that we can't concentrate on the full text of the regular Amidah, we won't be able to concentrate on the Havinenu tefillah either.